Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The U.S. has announced another military package for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Two officials previewed the $275 million package yesterday, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken has now confirmed the aid, saying it's part of American efforts to help repel the assault near Ukraine's second biggest city. The package includes rocket systems, munitions, and artillery rounds. The State Department says Blinken will also travel to Eastern Europe next week, amid concerns about not just Russian advances in Ukraine, but its potential interference in neighboring Moldova and pro-Moscow legislation being pushed in Georgia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday he would delay a voting reform that had triggered deadly riots on the overseas French territory of New Caledonia. Reuters correspondent James Seeger has more.
At least six people have died in more than a week of protests, triggered by anger at electoral reforms passed by lawmakers in mainland France to let more French nationals vote in New Caledonia's elections. The island's indigenous Kanak people fear the move will dilute their votes and make it harder for any future referendum on independence to pass. Macron arrived on the Pacific island Thursday for talks with local leaders, meant to turn the page on the violence. After a helicopter flyover of areas wrecked by arson, he said that the state of emergency would be lifted once protesters remove their roadblocks. And he said his ultimate aim was still to sign the controversial measure into law once calm was restored.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian forces have secured, quote, combat control of areas where Russian troops entered Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region earlier this month. Zelensky's comments on Friday evening appear to be at odds with those made by Russian officials. Viktor Volodolatsky, a member of Russia's lower house of parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, 5 kilometers inside the border, Russian state news agency TASS reported Friday. Russia's Kharkiv push appears to be a coordinated new offensive that includes testing Ukrainian defenses in the Donetsk region further south, while also launching incursions in the northern Sumy and Chernihiv regions. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scheduled to make an official visit to Cambodia, one of China's closest allies in Southeast Asia, after holding talks with his Chinese counterpart at an annual security conference in Singapore. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Defense Department said Austin would travel next week to Singapore, Cambodia, and France. He will visit Cambodia June 4th after attending the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Among the talks he is planning, there is one with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun. The encounter would be part of an effort to patch up ties that have deteriorated over Beijing's aggressive policies toward Taiwan and its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Millions of Indians are voting in the next to last round of a grueling national election in the searing summer heat. The combined opposition is trying to rattle Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign for a third consecutive term for himself and his Hindu Nationalist Party. Saturday's voting in 58 constituencies, including 7 in New Delhi, will complete polling for roughly 90% of the 543 seats in the lower house of parliament. The voting for the remaining 57 seats on June 1st will wrap up a 6-week election. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.